Jeff Rubin is the founder of National Punctuation Day, which is Monday, August 22nd. Jeff, sometimes I get to a point where especially if I'm typing something that nobody else is going to read, sometimes I just throw punctuation to the wind. And I know that's an awful thing, but I just get so frustrated with not knowing and not remembering this. So I think National Punctuation Day is a great time to remind people of the importance of these very small, important parts of our sentences.
Exactly. You know, the holiday was started as a little bit of silliness to just bring some awareness to the public of punctuation. You know, I'd be real happy if on Monday, if people just, if they had to type a letter to someone, whether it's a friend or a business letter, if they just remembered that it was National Punctuation Day and just went through that one piece of correspondence and made sure that it was punctuated properly, then I would feel the day was a success.
And a great way for them to do that, again, is I'm not pushing the elements of style book, but I've just always found that to be so helpful.
It's a great style book.
It is, and not just for punctuation, but for matters of writing and topics. And Jeff Rubin, the founder of National Punctuation Day. Again, it's Monday, August 22nd. Just quickly, a way to celebrate National Punctuation Day, Jeff.
Well, I'll tell you how I'm going to celebrate.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep late, and I'm going to take a long shower, and I'm going to go out for a cup of coffee at a bagel at the local bagel store. Mm. And while I'm eating, I'm going to read a newspaper, and I'm going to circle all of the punctuation errors that I find.
And hopefully you'll find less than that first day when you were prompted to create National Punctuation Day.
Hopefully. Hopefully. And then I'm going to take a leisurely stroll in the shopping center, and I'm going to pay close attention to the store signs that have incorrectly punctuated words, and then I'm going to stop into those stores and correct the owners.
Please, any store that you see that puts a K in the place of a C just for kicks.
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Crab. I hate that.
I know. A printer, I'm a newsletter publisher. Most of my newsletters are printed, and one of my printers had a sign in his office that said, "We do good work, not perfect work." P-E-R-F-E-K-T.
Oh.
I've always gotten a giggle when I remember that.
Now, I might expect to see that in my cat's grooming office.
Right, that's right. So, after I'm done correcting the owners, and because we've talked about it, I'm going to go to a bookstore and buy a new copy of Strunk and White's Elements of Style. I'm going to go home, sit down, I'm going to write an error-free letter to a friend, and then I'm going to take a nap because it's been a long day.
A leisurely, punctuation-friendly day for National Punctuation Day.
Yes, indeed.
Jeff Rubin, let's just give the website one more time, how people can learn about more about better punctuation and about your organization and maybe get one of your great T-shirts.
It's nationalpunctuationday.com, and I have one page devoted to each of 14 punctuation marks.
And hopefully that apostrophe S is among them.
Oh, that is prominent among them.
Okay. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Simone.